Kourtney Kardashian is selling lollipops that promote hoo-ha health.
Now,
good Lord.
This is a lollipop that is taken orally, correct?
Yes, it goes in your mouth like regular lollipops.
That was my first question.
That's
I'm sorry.
Good question.
Yep. This is the Beam, Woody and Jim podcast,
friends of the end. And now they start talking. Extended a friend of the family who was very happily married, and she and her husband bought side-by-side cemetery plots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we'll spend eternity together. But the husband passed away a few years ago. She's since, like, 8 years ago, and then now she's remarried. So where should she be buried now? Should she be put next to her former and deceased husband, or should she be buried next to her new husband?
And leave her former husband by himself in the cemetery.
What should she do?
Well, Vaughn texted in.
Okay.
He said, first husband's, he called dibs. So, good point, Vaughn.
I mean, that does, that's a good point.
But then you're going to hurt the feelings of the guy who is still alive.
I know, it's like, well, he's already gone.
Yeah, and the husband, I guess, is not taking it that well, saying like, well, I guess I don't mean that much to you now. So, you know, I don't know.
I think that guy should just grow up.
I know you.
You know the situation you're marrying into. Yeah. That person you've accepted their history, who they've been married to. Now it's like if they broke up and it was a terrible breakup and it was a divorce, not a widow situation. And I'd say that guy, you know, might have a case of, you know, be buried with me. You didn't, you know, but I think if you're accepting her history when you marry her as a widow.
I don't know. I tend to think that you should try to keep happiness with the one that's still alive.
I don't know. That is a really hard one. It is, because they probably do have so much history, her and the first husband. And chances are she was probably with him longer.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's like 20, 30 years of history versus, what, 8 years? You know, a couple years?
We're dealing with this in our family because my wife's dad is a widower.
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah.
Because her mom passed away, you know, probably 20 years ago now, right?
Okay.
So he remarried, and he doesn't want to say anything to his new wife, his current wife.
Does she know of the situation about the... You know,
she knows
side by side plots.
She knew the original, you know, like she knew his first wife, right?
Uh-huh. Oh.
But she wants him to be buried with her.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I think when you have kids involved, and obviously the kids are grown,
right? But they still have a sentimental attachment to the original mom and dad. Yeah,
to be together.
Well,
he's too afraid to say anything.
Yeah.
So my wife is saying, well, if you don't put this down in writing, she's just going to do whatever she wants because she's the new wife.
Yeah, yeah, she has more power over the kids, I guess, at that point.
And the phrase you just said, the husband is too afraid to say anything, is so typical.
Yeah.
Robin commented on Facebook and she said, you know, I'd have to stay with my first husband. Her and her husband, or first husband, have a plot. She's supposed to be buried between her husband and her son. So then if you add
that,
like,
complicates it even more.
Yeah.
New husband has nothing.
No.
Like, she's got to be buried with the kid. Like, and that's what you just say. Ah, I'm going to be buried next to my son. You don't even have to mention the previous spouse.
Yeah, that's true.
True, yeah. I don't know. Maybe he should be cremated and then they can split you up.
There you go. Oh, that's a great idea.
Then you say, okay.
Sprinkle you like Parmesan cheese over each one.
Yeah. The old husband, the dead husband gets this urn and new husband gets the other one.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Go. Yeah. Because how many people get cremated? Then, you know, they split it up through the family. So you get a little bit of pop. You get a little bit too.
Whichever one you care least, you just fill an urn with the cigarette ashes outside that office building.
Yes. No, that's your grandfather.
I swear, yeah.
Really, it is.
Real. Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
If you watched the end of the World Series game last night, it went 18 innings. It tied a record for the longest World Series game. I guess they had a home run. The Dodgers won it in the bottom of the 18th. But during the game, the announcers were worried about the guy who plays the organ, if he was going to be all right having to sit there for hours and hours.
Do they have a a backup organist, or is this poor guy had to do the whole game?
Dieter doesn't stop the whole game. His fingers just go forever.
He'd just be pounding his head against the keyboard.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, carpal tunnel syndrome.
Come on. 18 innings. Let's get on with it.
Oh,
18
guy.
Innings. As the lone non-baseball fan in the studio,
yeah.
I will say, all baseball feels like it's 18 innings for us.
And actually, it moves along faster now because they have timers now.
It does.
But yeah, it could have been much longer.
Yeah. That's two whole games. That is. 2 9-inning games. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot of hours I would never get back. So be careful with your Halloween candy coming up this weekend or whenever you're doing trunk or treat, because police are saying that there are counterfeit candies for sale in stores that sell THC infused.
Oh, like at a convenience store, places like that?
Yes, because the companies that are making the edibles that are disguised as regular candy want them to look just like the others. One, so they, you know, authorities don't come in and stop the sale of those things. And two, people who have them don't want to hide them. They want it to just look like everything else. Problem is, you've got to really check the wrapper to make sure that it's not a different thing, so you're not giving a kid, you know, an edible.
Right, what if your kid sees it and, that's
just grabs it
bad.
And starts eating. Yeah.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm.
Well, terrible for that kid.
Yeah, that's awful. The Kardashians just keep trying to outdo each other.
Mm.
So, Kourtney Kardashian is selling lollipops that promote hoo-ha health.
Now,
good Lord.
This is a lollipop that is taken orally, correct?
Yes, it goes in your mouth like regular lollipops.
That was my first question.
That's
sorry.
Good question.
Yep.
How do you consume it?
Yes, you consume it orally.
Please.
So,
come on.
Yep.
Is Gwyneth Paltrow going to sue her? Stay in your lane.
I know.
That's mine.
Well, she'll probably do the other version of
it smells like my candle.
Yeah, right.
What's this?
Right.
We've been fascinated by the refrigerator of the future. And Jim, you've done some more investigating as to how invasive this thing is going to be in your home.
So a lot of people have these new smart fridges.
Yes.
They have a screen on the door of the fridge.
Yeah, they look really cool.
Very expensive, very bougie.
Yeah.
And I guess right now they're hooked up to like an Android operating system. And the company that makes them, Samsung, this particular brand, is coming under fire because people are saying that the new update that's going to come out is going to have ads on their fridge.
No.
It's like when you go to the gas, you know, convenience store to fill up with gas, and you know, the little, when you start pumping, the ads pop up.
Yeah.
That's going to be the way it is in your kitchen.
Ugh.
All the time. And of course, they're very annoyed by that. People are looking, well, is there ways we can get rid of that? They say, but there's other things that are coming in the update.
Okay.
Oh.
And this is serious. They said they'll also have like a little widget that has the weather and the time and other helpful news updates.
That could actually be helpful.
Yeah, that's nice.
Right? And they do say that there's a voice ID capability that will activate Bixby, the voice assistant.
So it'll recognize your voice.
Right.
And so say things like, Jim, you've had enough cookies.
Yeah. that's what I'm guessing. Like,
okay.
I don't like I guess it just figures out who's at the fridge by your voice.
Right.
Instead of, they could just do it like a fingerprint scanner or, you know, face scan like your phone.
It'll say, Woody, Alexa says you've had enough cheese.
Right? Yeah. If it's connected to a lock, that would be really good.
Yeah.
Be like,
hey, Linda, you're on a diet. After 9 o'clock, I do not open for you.
That's actually, it's like trying to, you know, not remember your password, where you've opened the refrigerator like 3 times to just stare in there. Then it locks you out. It says, now you had enough.
Yeah. Or it'd be nice if you, I don't know about you guys, but when I open it, sometimes I'm like, wait, what did I need from here?
Right.
So it'd be cool if, like,
you.
Oh, you're making spaghetti. You need the Parmesan cheese.
Yeah.
That will be helpful as opposed to trying to sell you other things.
Yes.
Right. Or Jim, your wife said she needed a lemon.
Yeah.
You're just man looking. It's on the third shelf right in front of you.
Yeah.
I know you want some ice, but first a message from Morgan & Morgan.
Yeah, we'll unlock
have you,
until
have you slipped
get
and fell
promo.
On ice in your kitchen?
That's
you
right.
You may need compensation. Oh, my God.
That would be good.
That's going to be scary.
I can imagine if it was, you know, personalized to me when I go to the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Voice identified. Jim, there are still no snacks inside. You checked 4 times in the last 20 minutes. Go sit down.
Go sit down.
That's what mom would tell me.
Oh, my God.
What would yours tell you, Woody? If it was speaking to you,
it would probably just say, hey, why don't you go walk around the block or maybe get on the treadmill for 5 minutes instead of just staring at what you want to eat and realizing it's not there. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime. We're ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Tree Fellers. If you have trees that need to be removed, contact Tree Fellers. Go to localtreefellers.com. Sponsor of Gender Wars. All right, for the ladies in the audience, we have Tanny in Hermitage. For the guys, we have Doug in Murfreesboro. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Tanny, you have been a longtime listener of Gender Wars. You've been listening since I think we were warning people about Y2K.
Yes. Yeah.
So, Doug, you've got your work cut out for you. She is a pretty learned Gender Wars
player.
That's
right. A seasoned pro.
All right. Let's get to know you a little bit. Let's start with you, Doug. Are you more like your mother or your father?
I'm going to have to go with my father on that one. I kind of see him every morning in the mirror when I look. So.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Definitely mannerisms and look, it's just the same.
Yeah, cool. Copy.
What about you, Tanny? Are you more like your mother or your father?
I feel like growing up, I was more like my dad. Now, as an adult, I feel like my mom.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It kind of, it seems to work out. We morph over time.
Yeah.
All right. You each have a screw you can use. Let's begin.
Okay, multiple choices. How we start, Tanny. In Lord of the Rings, was Frodo Baggins a hobbit, an elf, or a wizard?
I don't watch Lord of the Rings. The second one?
Sorry. Which was a elf? No.
Oh.
No, he's a hobbit.
All right, Doug. Is Princess Fiona a character from Shrek, The Princess and the Frog, or Wicked?
Oh, man, it's Shrek.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Shrek. Okay. It's Shrek, yeah.
All right, Doug takes the early lead. Tanny, get back into it with this. Tag Heuer is an expensive brand of what? You see it advertised in sporting events. It's an expensive brand of what? You have a screw you can use.
True.
All right.
It's all right.
Okay, it goes to you, Doug. What is Tag Heuer? An expensive brand of what?
Not going to lie. Generally, that's a tough question. That's a watch.
It is a watch. Yeah, it is a watch.
I know. I watch sports a lot, and I don't know what that
it's
is.
It's expensive, yes.
Okay.
Like Tiger Woods waves it around.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. That's why I've never heard of it.
And because Doug got the screw, he stole a point there, and that means he's defeated Tammy.
Oh, no.
There's no way she can come back.
We hope you'll play again real soon, but Doug, you are the winner.
Congrats, Doug.
Super hard.
Hey, thank you, guys.
We're going to send you to Bryan Adams this weekend.
Nice.
And going to give you a certificate of bragification. You can show off to everybody. Thanks for playing Gender Wars, both of you, with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So, Jim, you are driving a rental car right now.
Yep. It's a Jeep Wrangler.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty nice. I got to say, you know, knowing me, you know, I went for the cheapest car possible. And
frugal Jim.
It seemed like all the cheap ones were like a tiny Kia, the size of a grapefruit that you're supposed to climb into. And I was like, that'd be fine. But then I saw, a Jeep Wrangler.
Yeah.
For same price. And I was like, I'll take that. Sure, why not? And I have a friend of mine that used to work at a car rental agency. And he told me why he thinks I got such a great deal on a Jeep Wrangler.
Which is a much bigger car than the other ones they offered you.
Yeah. I mean, there was other places charging $50-$60 a day instead of the less than $30 I'm paying.
Wow.
Why do you think I got a discount? Why do you think that car was cheap?
Mm-hmm.
Any guesses?
Maybe because they want you to think about buying one?
Yeah. Mm, I don't know.
That's not what he said.
Okay.
Gas mileage?
That's the first thing I thought of.
It doesn't get great mileage.
Yeah.
But he thinks because I'm renting it on weekdays, I have it through Friday, that this is a car rented by woo girls coming to town for bachelorette parties.
Oh, they could charge more then.
They only need it on the weekends where they charge them all kinds of money because the car is so cute.
And they could take the doors off and the roof
the top off.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they can wear the new boots that they got at Boot Barn that the navigation system is probably pre-programmed in this Jeep to take them to first place after they get off the plane.
Ooh. Now, I'm totally ignorant when it comes to this, but what's the deal with rubber ducks and Jeeps?
Jeeps.
And they decorate their dashboard with rubber ducks of different, different kinds.
I don't know. It's a thing.
I'm not a Jeep person, so I don't know the lore.
Because I've seen them sometimes it's up to a ridiculous amount of rubber ducks.
I know.
There's like 30 of them.
Like if you had a car accident, there'd be, rubber ducks all down I-24.
Yeah. I don't know. There's also some weird signal thing that you do. Like if your door is off, you stick your hand and arm out or something.
I think I've seen that signal a few times when I've been trying to merge.
Yeah. But it's just with one finger.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the one you're talking about.
No. Yeah, it's like an official Jeep thing, kind of like the ducks. But I don't know where it started or why. Yeah, I don't know.
If anybody's a Jeep duck person, please text us and let us know
why
you do that.
Yeah. Is there a reason? I'm feeling good, like I should.
When in Durban, walk around the neighborhood. So this is a pretty cool story, especially because it's down in Franklin. So a woman named Kelly found out her former high school coach needed a kidney from a Facebook post.
Hmm.
His daughter posted on Facebook. She hasn't seen him in decades, but she decided to get tested, and it turns out they were a perfect match.
Oh, that's awesome.
So she ended up donating her kidney, and the transplant was a total success. It even happened 3 days before his birthday.
Nice.
It's like the best gift ever.
Yeah.
She said the best part was knowing his grandkids get even more time with their big daddy. That's what they call him.
That's so awesome. Cool.
Yeah, really sweet.
And by the way, if you do donate a kidney and you need a kidney one day, you go right to the top of the list.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah, they have that rule.
That's awesome.
So they help you out.
All the stuff that you'd worry about, they've thought of it.
Yeah.
And they've taken care of it.
That's really neat.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Brentwood, Berry Hill, and Murfreesboro.
If you're one of the people that is worried that our airport is not congested and huge enough, good news, everyone! They're going to be building a second terminal.
A 300-acre expansion beyond what is already there.
They said, we're just going to make it bigger. Why not? We're going to add a $300 million ballroom. For those of you who are waiting for a flight and like to get dressed up and do the foxtrot, it's all going to be wonderful.
They didn't say how long it's going to be. And I think it's going to be a while.
Yeah.
But they're planning for the future.
Yeah, there's no start date or finish date yet, but it's a whole new terminal with 5 concourses, which the one we have now only has three.
Three,
or four?
I think. Yes.
Little baby airport.
Yeah.
Yeah, three, and then the cheapy satellite terminal for all the Spirit Airlines stuff
that's
like that.
Yeah, where you have to ride on a bus and kind of play Frogger on the way to the other terminal.
That's right. They're basically going to more than double the airport.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. Another parking garage, too, I guess. I posted on the Totally Hits Facebook page and the Woody and Jim Facebook page a link, and you can see kind of the renderings and the different phases that they're projected to do. I mean, it looks massive. But also, when you look at the map of BNA and the surrounding areas, you're like, where is it going to go?
Where are we going to put it?
Yeah, but apparently it's just south of the existing airport, which again has buildings and stuff. So
there's already stuff there.
Have to get rid of those.
Yeah.
National Guard is there.
There's
be
a
changed.
Lot.
Right. And then how are you going to transport people who have connecting flights from terminal to terminal? Is that going to be another boring company?
Oh, there's going to be a Barbie car tunnel. It's just going to be a tunnel with Barbie cars going back and forth.
Heck yeah, let's go.
Don't ask any questions.
Going back and forth.
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah. It's a great idea. It's not public money. Shut up and don't ask questions.
Yeah, just don't ask questions.
I wonder what would be done first, the airport expansion or the Tesla tunnel?
Honestly, Vegas is taking bets right now.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
still, there's been so many like tunnels that they've proposed for other cities.
Yeah.
And they never built them.
Right.
Like right now, I don't know if they have any of the tunnels built, or I think just now they have a pothole on Murfreesboro Road.
Yeah, they're buying a property and drilling tunnels. But
It's 4 inches deep.
Yeah,
they're doing like test tunnels. Yeah.
And there are, you know, people, historians will tell you there are already tunnels underneath Nashville.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Plenty of them.
Yeah, they have been there since the Civil War.
Yeah.
And they're all of a sudden just going to go, oh, yeah, we'll just repurpose this.
Can we fit a Tesla in there? Yeah. Let's do it.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
A guy in New Jersey texted a woman for a booty call, and then he fell asleep. She arrived at his house. He wouldn't answer the door. So she did what normal people would do, set his house on fire. So I guess the police arrived and woke him up. But I guess the house was ruined.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So there you go. Be careful who you call at 2 a.m.
Stay awake.
Yeah, that's right.
Eyes open. Congratulations to the city of Nashville. Nashville is going to be the host city for the Special Olympics in 2034.
Cool.
They have to work years in advance of these things because it's such a big deal. I know some people that have worked, for Special Olympics and have been working on this for a long time.
Wow.
Huge thing for Nashville to be chosen. It's going to be in the summer of 2034. It's a big deal for Nashville and a super big deal for the athletes.
Yeah, no kidding.
So cool. Maybe the airport will be done by then.
No.
2034.
No. That's awfully optimistic.
That'll be 7 expansions from now.
Yeah.
Well, that is really cool. Nate Bargatze is hosting a new game show here in Nashville at the Municipal Auditorium from November 1st through 4th. And you can actually attend. You can attend for free.
Nice.
The tickets are at totallyhitsnashville.com/hitsaroundtown. You can click the link there and learn more. But I think it's going to be kind of like Family Feud style where they've polled average Americans and then you have to guess what they answered the question about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'd be fun.
And then the winner is going to take home the average American salary, which is $67,000, which I think is such a Nate Bargatze thing to do.
Yeah.
No, you're not going to win like $100,000. You're going to win the average American salary.
That's right.
It's on brand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'll totally make it fun.
Yeah.
There's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits 93.3. There's a guy on TikTok that people are saying, no, that's not who you are.
He calls himself Matt Taylor, and he just joined TikTok a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he is supposedly an art teacher in an elementary school. But he looks incredibly like actor Kevin James.
The King of Queens.
Right.
Yeah.
If I give an assignment of, hey, I need you to paint a rabbit, make the rabbit not the focal point. Maybe it's the background. It's the beautiful lake behind the rabbit.
And he looks and sounds just like Kevin James. You can't convince me that's not Kevin James.
No, yeah, I was like, there's no way.
The guy has hundreds of thousands of followers already, and he just joined TikTok because he looks just like Kevin James.
He does.
And sounds like him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People are putting comments down like, why don't you bring in Adam Sandler and tell him that's the gym teacher?
People are wondering, okay, is it one of three? Is it a guy who just happens to look and sound exactly like Kevin James, who kind of looks like a lot of Americans, right?
Yeah.
Is it Kevin James just trolling us?
Right.
Or is it Kevin James doing some incredible marketing for an upcoming movie role,
I think it's
which he wants us to believe he's art teacher Matt Taylor.
Yeah, I think it's that.
I think you struck upon the actual idea there. Yeah.
Checking his IMDb. He's got a movie coming out in a month or two, playing some other character. In 2026, he's doing a movie called Solo Mio, in which he plays a man who's left at the altar named Matt.
Oh, and he's an art teacher.
And yeah, that doesn't say he's an art teacher, but we can assume that this might be the most incredibly creative, viral way to get us to love the main character of a movie 6 months before it comes out.
I love this. And maybe the TikToks will be featured in the film.
I guess his destination wedding. I think he's in Italy. Then it's like his journey post rejection.
Yeah. Aw.
Okay. Well, now I like it less because now I feel like I fell for it.
Yeah.
We all did.
We did. Yeah. What are we doing the rest of the day?
I'm getting a haircut if I can fit it in, and movie night. Family night's coming over.
Sweet.
Family's coming over for dinner.
Oh, very cool.
Watch a movie together.
Nice. I have to pack. And which is never fun. And then we have Bible study tonight. I have a couple meetings and hopefully the gym. So we'll see.
We ordered a new mattress. It came in late last night before we were able to use it.
Oh,
so I have to pull it out of its really long, skinny, incredibly heavy box and let the air get to it.
Nice.
Those are amazing. They have these giant mattresses.
Yeah.
And they send it to you like in something that could fit in your mailbox.
Right.
Yeah. It was super heavy. So whoever the Amazon person is, I hope they're okay. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits 93.3.